sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Today, it's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side, stops, gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint, back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win! Got it! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell!
Once again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned tonight. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Vieira Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Vieira Event Center, our third game of the day, first championship game of the evening. We'll have the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes taking on the Axtell Lady Wildcats in a traditional rivalry. These are two of probably the most storied programs in the Fort Kearney Conference on the girls' side. Our 41st annual tournament comes down to the Wildcats, who have not won a championship in quite some time, taking on Elm Creek. But these two teams are really the ones expected to be here. Axtell is the number one overall seed. Elm Creek is the number two seed. So the top two seeds hooking up here to decide the conference championship. And I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. Dramatic win for Elm Creek in the semifinals, where they got a shot at the buzzer by Claire Cornell. Well, essentially at the buzzer. That was about 3 seconds left. But she was able to bank it in on the right side to make it here as they won their semifinal game in dramatic fashion over Pleasanton, 37-35. Axtell really cruised in their semifinal over Amherst, 62-40. So that's how both these two teams got here and to the championship game at the Vieira Event Center. And again, we anticipate what should be a great ball game. Both teams really pressuring each other, and whoever takes better care of the ball, according to all the coaches we spoke to, they kind of feel that that's going to be the team that comes away with the win here. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
High Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The visiting team on the scoreboard will be the second seed, the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They come in with a record of 12-6 on the year. Their starters are Hannah Robbins, a 5'3 junior, who's averaging right at 8 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Claire Cornell, only a freshman, but she's 5'9". She's averaging 13.5 points a ball game and 12 rebounds a contest. Got the game-winning bucket in the semifinal game on Thursday night. And she's one of the better players in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament, even though she's only a freshman. Shelby Ferguson, 5'3", and a senior, is averaging 4 points, 4.6 rebounds a game. Mackenzie Dale, 5'5", and a sophomore, averages 8.8 points and 5.8 rebounds a game. Asia Areta, 5'4", freshman, and she's averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game for head coach Mike Ford. So, again, a pretty young lineup here for Elm Creek, with the exception of Shelby Ferguson. Everybody will be back, including starting a couple of freshmen and a sophomore here for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. For Axtell, they are the number one overall seed. Their starters are Kit Wells, a 5'5 senior. She's averages 3.6 points and 2.3 rebounds a game. Reagan Miller is a 5'5 sophomore. She averages 7 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Hannah Kring will play volleyball next year at UNK. This year, she's a 5'10 senior on the Axtell basketball team, and she's averaging 14.3 points and 8 rebounds a contest. And then the Melamas. Season Melama, a 5'9 sophomore, is averaging 8.1 points and 5.4 rebounds. And Sister Sophia is also a sophomore, 5'10", averaging 5.5 points and 5.6 rebounds a contest. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show here from the Viero Event Center when we come back right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481.
And welcome back today. Here to the Viero Event Center, as We'll be wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show here as we're getting set to have our first championship game. It'll take on Axtell, the top seed on the girls' side, Elm Creek, the number two seed, and they'll decide the 41st annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Champions. And earlier today, it was Amherst over Pleasanton for the consolation game, 37-29. The consolation game just a little bit ago on the boys' side, won by Elm Creek, 62-50 over Pleasanton. And don't forget our championship game on the boys' side coming up after this one. Wilcox-Hildreth, they're the one seed. They'll be taking on second seed at Amherst at 8 o'clock. So both boys' and girls' side, the pairings did hold up here at the Viero Event Center over the weekend. It is a final. The boys' games are all wrapped up over in the Luplac Conference Tournament as Adams Central rolled Ord, winning it fairly comfortably 50-33. So congratulations to the Patriots picking up the conference championship over Ord. The boys' consolation game won by Wood River 75-65. And again, that game was on our sister, the championship game was on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and that's where you'll find the girls' championship game as well, as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Centura. They're also scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The consolation games will also be taking place at the same time, not on the air, and in a different gym over at Adams Central, but Ord will be taking on St. Paul in that game, and we'll try to follow that for you as well right here on ESPN Radio. And so, busy day of basketball around the area, and we'll keep you updated with what's going on with the Luplac Conference games, as well as follow the action here in the Fort Kearney Conference as our two championship games getting set, ready to go here on Championship Saturday at the Viero Event Center. Elm Creek being announced right at now. They are the visiting team. Axtell will be in their home white uniforms. They are the home team, and we'll be all set and ready for the tip when we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Actually, we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take one last break. We'll have the tip between the Wildcats and the Buffaloes right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the starters have been announced for both teams. And in fact, they announce everybody, which is kind of a nice thing. Kind of gives you that state tournament feel here. And so the handshakes are taking place at center court. And they kind of let the cat out of the bag that Coach Cooksley, this is his 30th birthday. And I talked to him before the game and I said, well, are you having a happy birthday? He said, not yet. Not yet. It's got everything to do with this basketball game that we're just about ready to tip off and get underway. For Axtell, it'll be Wells, Miller, Kring, Melima, and Melima. And for Elm Creek, their starters are Robbins, Cornell, Ferguson, Deo, and Areta. Mike Ford, well, he's hoping to have a happy Saturday as well, as we're just about ready to get things underway. Jumping will be Cornell for Elm Creek, and it'll be Hannah Kring here for Axtell. All set and ready to go. Ball's in the air, and we have championship games on tap here. Is getting the tip, actually, is Cornell. Elm Creek gets it in the offensive end, and it'll be Robbins. Robbins works it around the perimeter, gives it to Cornell. It goes off of her foot. It's going to go in the backcourt. That'll be over and back. And so Elm Creek, just an unfortunate circumstance there, is Cornell looking to see what she could do with the ball. Had it go off of her foot and roll into the backcourt. So the Cats inbound. Wells will throw it into the corner. It's caught over there by Miller. Miller will give it top of the circle here for Season Melima. Season's pass rolls around, and that'll be a turnover on Axtell. But then Elm Creek doesn't handle it. They turn the ball over, and now resetting the offense here is going to be Kit Wells. Wells will slow it down as Robbins will pressure her a little bit. They'll throw it in the corner, a three-pointer for Season Melima, and Season will drain the three. So after getting the ball back, Melima will give Axtell their first lead of the ball game, and it allows the Wildcats to set up their press. Robbins, long pass up ahead across the timeline, gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson going to drive a little bit, stops at the elbow, will kick into the corner on that right wing here for Deo. Deo will throw it on the baseline, and Elm Creek misses the target, and that'll be a turnover. So Elm Creek has yet to get a shot off. Elm Creek also, Axtell also had one turnover, but they were able to track the ball back down. And so they lead it here 3-0. And they'll bring the ball back around. Entry pass inside, and we're going to have a foul called as they get the ball down low. And knifing through there is going to be Hannah Kring, and Kring hit on the arm. Pretty effective ball movement there for the Wildcats. And the foul is going to be on Dio. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is up and good here for Kring. So she makes the first of two, her first point of the ball game. And it's 4-0 Axtell here in the early stages. Make it 5-0 as she hits both of them. And again, ball inbounded here for Robbins. Robbins gets it to Cornell. Long pass going to be intercepted. On the run here is going to be Season Melima. She's going to drive, get the bucket, and foul. After she came up with the steal, she then was able to drive in, was hit on the arm, and will have a chance for the three-point play as the foul is going to be called here on Shelby Ferguson, her first. So Season Melima will try to add to the lead, and the free throw is up and good. She does. 8-0. Pretty good start here for Axtell. And they almost throw it away. Bad pass. Going to be stolen by Season Melima. Season will lay it up and in. She now has a 10-point lead for Axtell. And a timeout being taken here with 6:25 to go. Elm Creek calls the timeout down 10-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Elm Creek down by 10 here in the early stages, forced to call the timeout. They're facing plenty of pressure here as they bring in the offensive end, and they turn it over again. Pass goes off the hands over there, and again, Axtell pressuring the ball very effectively, and Elm Creek with the turnover, which for them is going to be their sixth of the game. Pass on the right side. Here's a quick jumper by Miller. Miller's three is no good. They're still fighting for the rebound, and we're going to call a hold here, and that'll go on Sophie Melima. That'll be her first hold of the game, first foul of the game. And Axtell will make a trio of changes here. Samantha Trampy checks into the ball game. Ashley Snell out there, and so's Jordan Popple. And they're going to help pressure the basketball. Ball's inbounded here to Ferguson. Ferguson gives it up on that right side for Robbins. She has it in the offensive end. Pass up ahead off the hands of Dio. And another Elm Creek turnover. Elm Creek has yet to attempt a shot in the ballgame. Axtell brings in the offensive end. Snell on the bounce here. Snell working against a little pressure there by Robbins. Uses up her dribble. Gives it up on the left side for Popple. Popple back out for Trampy on the right wing. And we'll throw it into the corner. A little penetration now by Snell. And she'll get the ball back out here for Trampy. Trampy, two-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound in there by Hannah Kring. Can't get it to go. And then Kring gets the ball back. That one she'll make. So she gets the ball back. and drives in. It is now 12-0. And stepping through here is going to be Cornell. Cornell kicks left side for Ferguson. Ferguson with the first shot of the game here. It's missed, rebounded by Axtell, and the Wildcats being pinned in that corner over there will call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 5:11 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-0 Axtell. Back after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Axtell calls the timeout to maintain the possession. They bring it in the offensive end, and they'll kick the ball out for Kring. Kring will give it off on the left side. Axtell tries the three-pointer. It's no good. And then getting the steal right back is going to be Trampy, or Popple, rather. Popple is going to drive the lane, dishes it off on the inside, and lost the basketball. And trying to get it back, they'll commit the foul. So the foul is going to be on Kring. And for Hannah Kring, that'll be her first foul of the ball game. They put it up there as number 34, Melamon, but I think they gave it to Kring. So we'll have to double check that here. Pass on that far side, turnover. And again, that's Elm Creek's only had one shot off so far. Turnover wise, they've had 8 turnovers in the first 3.5 minutes. So Kit Wells brings in the offensive end, and the pass is going to be knocked away. Good hustle over there for Axtell. It was knocked out of bounds by Areta, and just kind of harassing everything that's happening out there. Snell's going to inbound it. Snell on the sideline, tosses in, and they'll get it down low, and it's deflected, but Kit Wells is able to pick it up in the corner, gives it for Snell. Snell gives it left side, jumper over there, won't fall here for Miller, and the rebound going to be taken out by Axtell. Wells with the rebound, gets the ball back after passing away. They'll throw it off on the left side. Penetration here by Miller. Miller, a little runner in the lane. That's no good. Offensive rebound up and in for Hannah Kring. So Hannah Kring makes the putback, and it's now 14-0. And a quick little drive. Nice pass in underneath. And nice pass inside for Mackenzie Dio, who gets the pass, lays it off the glass, and finally Elm Creek is on the board. They are down now 14-12. Three-pointer here for Axtell. No good. It was rebounded by the Buffaloes. It was picked up by Areta, and they'll work around the perimeter. Ferguson has it right side. Drive in. Shot no good here for Dio. Dio can't get it to fall. And the ball is going to be rebounded by Kring. So Kring will pass it up ahead. Little runner. Offensive rebound by Kring. And Kring will score again. She makes the putback after the miss there. And running the floor, getting rebounds on both ends. And Axtell now leads it 16-2. Pass up ahead here on the right wing, getting it to Areta. And Areta's pass is going to be knocked away. And off the shoulder one, the Buffaloes, another Elm Creek turnover. So 16-2, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Axtell could not have asked for a better start to this ballgame. Kit Wells will bring it across into the offensive end. Wells on the bounce is going to be picked up there defensively by Hannah Robbins. They get it off on the left side here for Snell. Snell pass, knocked away by Robbins, almost intercepted. And so Snell will inbound it at the end of the Elm Creek bench. She's looking there for Samantha Trampy, but we'll give it off down low for Kit Wells. Top of the circle. Coming up with it is Season Melama. Almost stolen away there by Areta. Three-pointer for Axtell. No good. And coming out with a rebound there is going to be Cornell. So Cornell snags the bound, and they're going to slowly bring it across as Ramadz has it on the bounce. She'll give it off on the right side here for Sage Martin. Martin going to drive the lane, loses the basketball, but into the hands of Ferguson. Ferguson puts up a jumper, no good. And the rebound is tipped around, going to go into the backcourt, and they're going to call a push here on Kit Wells. With that being a rebound, that would not have been over and back right at midcourt there, but she was pushed into the backcourt anyway, so that'll be a foul here. Against Wells, that'll be her first. So ball being inbounded into the hands of Areta. Areta helps bring it in the offensive end. They give it to Robbins on the baseline. Robbins picked up by Miller. We'll give it down top of the circle. A little penetration here for Areta. We'll flip it back out for Dio. Dio gives it off right side for Robbins. Robbins is going to fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And Axtell pulls down the rebound. Running out there with it is going to be Miller. Miller tries a long three-pointer. It is no good. And a rebound taken out by the Buffaloes. Another rebound here for Areta. And she'll hand the ball off for Robbins. Robbins picked up defensively by Miller. Will give the ball out for Cornell. Cornell, right wing for Martin. Martin gives it on the baseline for Robbins. A little give and go, but they didn't give it back to her. And they'll kick it out here for Dio. Dio will fire the three-pointer. No good. And Kring pulls down the rebound. A little contact there, but Kring is able to get the ball back out here for Miller. Miller, a little runner in the lane. Shot no good. And the long rebound is going to be picked out by Elm Creek. So snagging the bound there was Hannah Robbins, and she'll just play catch with Cornell as they bring it in the offensive end, playing keep away from Reagan Miller. They throw it in the corner for Sage Martin, who kicks it back out for Areta. Areta's going to drive, take it off glass, score, and now head to the line. So nice strong there by Asia Areta, as she's able to take it off the glass. Good work there. As she was fouled by, they give that to, they gave it to Sam Trampy. And the free throw is good. So the free throw is up and good here for Areta. They're working around the perimeter at the moment, are the Wildcats. They give it to Melamo on that far side. Now between the circles, that's Samantha Trampy. Trampy gives it on the right wing here for Season Melama. She gave it away. They'll give it out to Kring. Kring will drive the baseline a little bit strong and rebounded by Cornell. So Cornell will hand the ball off for Robbins. Robbins lost the ball, used up to dribble, will throw it. It's a little bit high, and that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. Melama had it, gives it off to Kring. Kring's going to drive. Rebound tipped out here to Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes want to run with it a little bit. They throw a long pass. That'll be another turnover, essentially at the buzzer. And that will do it for the first quarter. A quarter dominated by Axtell. They lead it 16-11. Excuse me, they lead it by 11, 16-5, as we head to the second quarter right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As we'll start the second quarter here. And a nice start to the ball game here for Axtell. They've got the basketball and a 16-15 lead to start the second quarter. And they'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Kit Wells will kick it now top of the circle as they work it around here for Jordan Popple. Topples pass on that left corner back out to Season Melama. They drive the lane, and falling down, trying to pass the ball out was Jordan Popple, but they were not able to do it before Axtell will turn the ball over. So Claire Cornell, well, that isn't going to inbound the ball. She'll hand the ball off to Robbins. Now they do throw it in to Cornell. She gives it to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson out to Cornell. Robbins on the bounce. Robbins will drive in the lane, shut off, now being trapped, and will kick the ball back around the perimeter. Nice ball movement there as Sage Martin has it. They'll give it up on the right side. And they hit the two-pointer. So a nice little move down low, and here Melama will put up the shot. It's no good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds as Elm Creek pulled down the rebound. Cornell had it and then is going to turn the ball over. So a 16-7 ball game here. And a lob pass on the right wing here. Getting the ball in the corner for Melama. And the shot a little bit too strong on that far side. Dio's able to pull down the defensive rebound after the miss. And a little drive around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Cornell. Cornell kicks over to Dio. Dio shot no good. Long rebound tracked down in the corner by Cornell. So great work there by Cornell, who now can put up a little runner. That's no good. And the rebound going to be taken out by Melama. So Melama pulls down the rebound after the miss. And now they'll kick it back out for Season. Season will fire the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound is tipped back out here for Axtell. Coming up with the ball is Popple. Popple works it to the inside, and we've got a foul. As there's going to be a hold called against Hannah Robbins. And that is going to be her first, third as a team against Elm Creek. So on the baseline, Axtell will inbound it. They get it to Kring, and Kring takes it off glass. Nice job there on the inbounds play. And Hannah Kring now has 10 points in the game. She's got 10. Season Melama has 8. And Season nearly made the steal here, but Elm Creek brings in the offensive end. Shelby Ferguson being trapped, bounces it out for Robbins. Nice pass down low for Areta. Areta missed it, got her own rebound, and now she'll score. So nice job there by Asia Areta, but she got a nice pass there by Robbins to set up that opportunity. So in the offensive end is Season Melama. She'll get the ball for Trampy, and around the perimeter we go. As with it is going to be Season Melama. Back around, kicking it out to Miller. Skip out, left side. Melama tries the long two. It's an air ball and out of bounds. So 5:25 to go here before halftime. It's 18-9. So bounce pass out to Cornell. Cornell, long pass. It's loose. Who's last to touch it as it goes out of bounds? And the officials will say that'll be a turnover. Elm Creek turns the ball over again. Unofficially, I have Elm Creek with 14 turnovers so far here in the ball game. We got 5:14 to go in the second quarter. Axtell leads it 18-9. And the ball is going to be rolled out here to Samantha Trampy. Trampy, bad pass, and intercepting it is going to be Robbins. So Axtell turns it over, and Robbins will bring in the offensive end and loses the basketball and turns the ball right back over. Turnovers absolutely killing Elm Creek right now. They've got 9 points and 15 turnovers. They're able to track down the ball. Loose here on press row. Us radio guys aren't very helpful. We're kind of stuck where we are. Can't really track down the ball. Kit Wells in the offensive end gives it off here for Miller. She'll throw it in the corner for Wells. Nice athletic catch there for Wells, and she'll snap the ball back around. Miller has it top of the key, gives it right side here for Wells. Wells looking inside for Kring, but she's going to dribble with it instead, and she'll kick it off on the left side for Trampy. Trampy back out to Wells, who will one-hand pass it over here to Miller. Miller will fire the three. That's no good. And the rebound to Elm Creek. So the Buffaloes snag it, and they'll run up with it with Cornell. Cornell gives it on the baseline here for Dio. Dio's jumper is no good. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off the Wildcats. Elm Creek will make a substitution as Hannah Robbins is going to check back in. And for the Wildcats, it'll be Ashley Snell and Jordan Popple reporting for duty. 5:14 to go, second quarter, 18-9, a nine-point lead here for Axtell. Ball is going to be inbounded on the baseline for Sage Martin. Martin tries to put up a little shot. It's going to be a foul after it was rebounded by Axtell. So Shelby Ferguson going to be called for her second foul. Both teams been whistled for four infractions here in the first half. So we're still a ways away from having free throw shot. And Hannah Kring helps work the ball on the right side here for Snell. And tried to enter it down low here for Popple. It was knocked away. And so the Wildcats will inbound underneath their own basket. Snell to toss in. 5-second count going on. And we get a timeout by Kelly Cooksley. Awfully close to when that would have been an infraction. So Coach Cooksley calls timeout here with 3:58 to go in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Axtell will inbound. We come back after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Axtell leading it 18-9 midway through the second quarter, and they'll throw it in. It's going to be Ashley Snell who gets it in, and on the inbounds play, a great look and a foul called as they got the ball in the hands of Hannah Kring. And why not? Kring already has 10 points in the game, and she'll try to add to it here as she'll be shooting two after Cornell was called for the foul. Free throw is back the iron, no good. So Kring will have one more free throw coming up. Second free throw, no good, and I think we have a lane violation against Elm Creek. And we've seen that about three times here in the tournament, and that's the only three I've seen all season. And they've all taken place here at the Viejo Event Center. And Kring makes him pay. She makes the second free throw. And Robbins will throw the ball out for Ferguson. Ferguson doesn't go across the timeline just yet. Good thing she didn't. She would have been trapped there. And she's able to throw the ball up ahead here for Sage Martin. Martin will give the ball off. A little runner here for Ferguson. And Ferguson will score. Nice little attack there by Shelby Ferguson. Cut the lead back down to 8. After falling down 14-0, Elm Creek is showing some pretty good signs of life here. Kick into the corner, that's Miller. She'll give it top of the circle, a little penetration. Jump stop, shot going to be a little bit short. And the rebound going to be taken out by Ferguson. I think Miller may have actually lost the ball on the way up. Cornell on the dribble, working against the pressure put on by Snell. She'll kick into the corner there for Ferguson. Ferguson gives it for Sage Martin. Martin puts up the shot, and she'll head to the line. Hit on the arm as she put it up. And so she'll be shooting two. For Miller, that'll be her first foul. And the free throw is up and good here for Cornell. So she hit it, and the second free throw is good as well. So 19-13. And on the bounce is going to come Kit Wells. She'll slow it down a little bit as the Axtell offense has slowed down too. Kick on the right side. There's Melama. Sees Melama. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Elm Creek. Nice job there by Areta, ending the possession. She'll give the basketball to Ferguson. She's across the timeline, gives it to Robbins. Back right wing here for Ferguson. Ferguson drives all the way down the baseline. Bounce pass back around. And making the catch was Cornell, but either on her dribble or on that bounce pass, it hit the baseline, and Elm Creek turns it over. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. Right now, law pass on the baseline. They get it into the hands of Trampy. Trampy shot won't fall. Kring gets the rebound. Kring will go back up with it. No good. Rebound by Trampy. Trampy shot won't fall, and it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. Well, Kring missed the putback. Trampy also missed the putback. They had three looks at it there for Axtell and couldn't come up with it. And Claire Cornell is going to inbound it because the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. So they'll face some pressure, and Robbins and Cornell will work to get the ball across the timeline. Robbins has it, gives it to Cornell, and she's across. And this is going to go off the fingertips of Robbins, and she saved it, but she stepped on the half-court line to save it, so that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. And she barely stepped on the line, but a good call there by the official. Since I know them all, I have to be nice to them, I guess. Top of the circle, Axtell's going to work it around. Wells, entry pass, going to go off the hands of the intended receiver and out of bounds. Chad Beasley, Tim Higgins, and Jim Langan, our officiating crew here today. And Cornell will inbound it. Get it for Ferguson. Back to Cornell. He will give it right side for Robbins. Robbins looking at this zone press. Will give the ball back out to Cornell. Over to Robbins. She's across the timeline, and they're looking to trap right there in the corner, and that's exactly where they did not want the ball to go. And Mike Ford is going to use that as a teachable moment. He calls a timeout with a minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. It's 19-13. Axtell with the lead. Elm Creek with the ball. We come back after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Hannah Robbins will bring it across, and we'll kick it off here left side for Dio. Dio, entry pass down low, going to be intercepted. Nice defensive play there by Samantha Trampy as Elm Creek turns it over. And on the run here is going to be Kit Wells, and Wells is going to be kind of ridden there with a hand check, and so that's going to be a foul called on Elm Creek. And that'll go on Shelby Ferguson. That is her third. So the Wildcats inbound it in the corner. Now driving there is going to be Season Melama. She shut off, is able to get it out to Wells. Wells will fire a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to Kring, and Kring is going to make the putback. Hannah Kring came up with that loose ball. The Buffalo over there fought for it and got, it kind of fell out of the way, and then Kring just hit a wide-open six-foot jumper. Long pass is going to be caught there by Cornell, and Cornell runs into Kring, and Cornell going to be helped up. I think she might have took a shot in the ribs there as Kring commits the foul. Again, nothing dirty about it, just playing a little basketball, and Kring going to be called for her first foul of the game. Final minute before halftime. 21-13, an 8-point lead right now for Axtell as Kring picks up her first foul. Neither team is in the bonus. Both teams have six. With the dribble here is Cornell. She'll get it right wing into the hands of Sage Martin. And now on the bounce is going to be Robbins. Robbins hands it off here for Dio. Dio lost it. Good hands there by Snell to knock it loose. But tracking it down is Dio, and she'll work it back around, giving it to Robbins. Trying to get it to Cornell. Cornell tried to save it as it was going out of bounds, and she stepped on the baseline. So another Elm Creek turnover, 19 in the game. 34.1 to go here before halftime. And we'll be talking about the boys' championship game at halftime with Brent Heinrichs, the head basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth. They're the number one seed. They'll be taking on second seed at Amherst for the boys' title. Here a battle of the top two seeds on the girls' side. 24 seconds left. On the baseline with it is Axtell. They're working it around the perimeter. Wells is going to fire a three, and she hits the three. Quick ball movement there for Axtell, and they push the lead out to 11 again. There's 11 seconds left. With the ball is number 11. And the long pass here by Cornell. She'll give it off on the left side. Jumper for Dio. And Dio will hit it. So Dio hits it. 2 seconds left. Half court shot. And it's going to be a little bit short here for Ashley Snell. And so we'll head to the locker room with a 24-15 game. A 9-point lead for Axtell as we head to the locker room. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime where Axtell leads Elm Creek 24-15. And it's a real great start or poor start, depending upon what color jersey you're wearing out there. But a 14-0 lead to start the ball game for Axtell. In fact, during that stretch, Elm Creek did not get a shot off, didn't even get a shot off because they turned the ball over a myriad of times, and turnovers still a major factor here in the ball game. They've got 19 turnovers here at intermission compared to 5 for Axtell, and so they're winning that rebounding margin, that turnover margin by 14, and the rebounding margin is pretty close. Elm Creek's actually out-rebounding Axtell 15-13 here in the first half, but a lot more shots being taken by Axtell. They had 31 shots here in the first half compared to 17 for Elm Creek, and that's going to translate into a lot more scoring opportunities, obviously, and they have that 9-point lead here at intermission, 24-15. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. And again, once they got going, they had a nice offensive run there for a while. Asia Areta is leading the way. She's got 7 points and 4 rebounds here at intermission. Mackenzie Dio's got 4 points. Claire Cornell, well under her average. She's got 2 points here in the first half. And Shelby Ferguson also with 2 points at intermission. For Axtell, as I mentioned, started the game on a 14-0 run, and they're being led by Hannah Kring. The UNK volleyball recruit has 13 points here at intermission. She also has 7 rebounds. Season Melama with 8 points. Kit Wells with 3. So only 3 players scoring right now for Axtell, but they lead it 24-15 here at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And we'll take a quick break. We'll bring you back here to the Vero Event Center, take a look at some more scores, and hopefully have a chance to grab Brent Heinrichs, who's going to talk to us about the boys' championship game between Wilcox Hildreth and Amherst. That's our final game of the night, set for an 8 o'clock tip here at the Vero Event Center. Once again, halftime of the girls' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. It is 24-15, Axtell with the lead. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. We're at halftime of the girls' championship game, where Axtell has a 24-15 lead here at intermission. They started the game on a 14-0 run to take control of the game early on, and turnovers still a major factor in this game. As we mentioned, Elm Creek here in the first half has turned the ball over 19 times in the game. Unofficially. Let's get you updated on a few other games that we have for you from around the area on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. It's at halftime of the girls' championship game of the Luplat Conference Tournament, and Kearney Catholic is absolutely in control. They lead it 40-9 over Centura at halftime of the girls' championship game over there. This one, obviously, a whole lot closer than that. And also, too, if you're interested in Storm hockey, well, the game is going to be started a little bit later than scheduled. The Storm, how good are they shooting the puck right now? Well, they're shooting at least hard enough to break the glass during their warm-up. They were shooting toward the net, and behind the net, it hit the glass and broke. And so the Storm game tonight in Waterloo is going to be postponed as a result, because they have to do a little maintenance because of the slap shot by the Storm. So, wow, you win 9 in a row, and you're lighting it up, obviously, if you're breaking the glass, shooting the puck around like that. Here, Axtell with a 24-15 lead over Elm Creek. And just a reminder for you, the boys' side of the Luplat Conference Tournament wrapped up completely. Adams Central with a 50-33 win over Ord to win the conference championship. And it was Wood River with the win over Kearney Catholic, 75-65. To win the boys' consolation game. And the other game, don't have a report on this yet, but the consolation game on the girls' side of the Luplat going on as well, where Ord will be taking on St. Paul. Once we get a score on that, we'll forward that on to you as well. But the Kearney Catholic girls leading Centura 40-9 as they are at halftime. We're also at halftime with your score 24-15, a 9-point lead here for Axtell. And again, the biggest number to look at there is 19 turnovers for Elm Creek. When the Wildcats built that 14-0 lead, Elm Creek hadn't even got a shot off yet. That's how just devastating that press was in the early stages of the game. And Axtell in control here by 9. As we'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Axtell with a 24-15 lead as we start the third quarter. They also start with the basketball as they get it in the offensive end with no opposition at all. Sophie Melama will work it around, and her bounce pass is stolen by Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson with the steal. Ferguson will drive and score. So a nice steal and then a layup. That's a great start to the second half here for Elm Creek, who cut the lead down to 7. Wells will bring it across, and Elm Creek right now with a little zone here. As they'll get the ball out here for Season Melama. Over for Miller. Kicks it top of the circle for Wells, and Wells will respond with a three. So she drains the three for Axel. It's Wells, Miller, Kring, Melama, and Melama starting the second half, and the ball is knocked loose. It's rolling around. Last touch by Elm Creek. Yep, they're going to point to the Elm Creek player as Axel had the steal, then lost it momentarily, but it was last touched by Elm Creek as Season Melama stepped in that passing lane, and now she'll inbound the basketball. So another Elm Creek turnover. Melama's got the dribble. We'll give it off on the left side here for Wells. Back to Melama. Right wing, they'll get it from Miller. Miller snaps it in the corner for Wells. Back out for Miller. Wells in the corner. Going to fire a three there, and she hits another three. Back-to-back three-pointers here for Axtell and Kit Wells, who now has 9 in the game. In the offensive end, Dio will kick the ball back out here, and a long jumper no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket falls for Hannah Robbins. So Robbins makes the putback. And they'll work it back around. And my apologies, that was actually Areta who got that offensive rebound and bucket. So Areta with the putback, as we are able to see it with the replay here. One of the nice things about playing the game in this gym. So Elm Creek's got the ball back and a little jump in the air. Shelby Ferguson shut off in midair, so she's going to turn the ball back over. 30-19. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And again, the turnovers piling up here against Elm Creek. 21 turnovers in the game. 7 for Axtell. Axtell makes some substitutions as Snell comes into the game, brings it in the offensive end, and she'll kick the ball top of the circle here for Season Melama, who drives and scores. So nice little runner in the lane. She got it right at the free throw line. Took about 2 steps with it. And kind of had almost a fingertip roll there. Across the timeline is Robbins. Robbins passed down low. Caught, shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it will not fall. The long pass to Dio, and Dio missed the shot, but it was last touched by Axtell. So Elm Creek will have it underneath their own basket. That was a good pass by Robbins, but Dio, maybe when she caught it, ended up being a little bit too far underneath the glass. Robbins will get the inbounds. She's looking to the inside here for Cornell, who's been relatively quiet. Cornell nodding her head. She wants the ball. And they kick it out to Dio, and Dio will stroke in a three. So she hits the three-pointer and cuts the lead down to 10. And they'll get the ball off here for Season Melama. Melama on the left wing. gives it for Snell. Snell drives, has it knocked out of her hands. And now the Cats will inbound underneath their own basket. And taking their time, inbounding it here is going to be Snell. Snell finds a cutter. That's Trampy. Trampy missed the bunny. Kring tries the putback. Won't fall. And it's brought out of there by Cornell. Cornell with the rebound on the dribble. Puts up the quick jumper. No good. And it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. It was tipped out and ends up being about 30 feet away from the basket when finally there's a meeting at the basketball, and it's going to be a hell ball. Miller checking back in, so's Kring and Wells. So three starters back into the game here for Axtell. And the two Melamos will step out. So they'll inbound the ball there. Shelby Ferguson gets handed to her, and Hannah Robbins has it. Robbins being pressured there by Snell. We'll get the ball off here for Dio. Dio loses the ball in the lane. Another Elm Creek turnover. And on the run here is going to be Miller. Reagan Miller kicks it in the corner. Kit Wells will drive. Bounce pass off of Hannah Kring's hands. Kring's double dribbled with it. Yeah, she used it up. She used it up getting the ball. She used her dribble there and then lost it again and started to dribble again. And that'll be an Axtell turnover. And Coach Cooksley just nodding his head there at the official. Yep, that's the right call. Robbins on the dribble as Axtell's trying to trap here. Robbins brings it across the timeline, and she'll just bounce it over here to Cornell. Cornell well behind the three-point arc, stops, kicks left side for Robbins. Robbins will now give it off on the right side here for Sage Martin. Back out for Cornell. Cornell's going to drive, has a shot partially blocked by Kring, and now we're going to have a foul on the rebound as Kring was going after the ball again. It was originally rebounded there by Elm Creek's Asia Areta, and Areta, the one fouled here, so she'll be shooting two as she was trying to get a putback. Makes the first of two free throws, and the foul, by the way, was on Kit Wells. That'll be her second. So Areta's second free throw is on the way, and she rattles that one in as well. So she makes both of her two free throws. She's got 11 in the game, and that'll cut the lead down to 8 midway through the third quarter. Miller's got it. Dangerous pass can be slapped away. Areta, does she have enough room to come up with it? She does not, and so she can't finish the turnover. She knocked it away from one free throw line, tracked it down, and it went out of bounds at the other free throw line, and she was just an eyelash away from picking it up as it went on the out of bounds at the side. So Cats will inbound it, and Season Melamed checks back in to give the ball to Wells. And now Season's got it, gives it to Wells on the left side, back to Season, between the circles, kicks now on the right side here for Trampy. Trampy enters it inside for Kring. Kring puts up a shot, and she'll be fouled. She caught the ball and pivoted very quickly, very nicely, and a power dribble there trying to get up the shot, and she was hit by Areta. That'll be her first foul, so two free throws coming up here for the UNK volleyball recruit, Hannah Kring. And the free throws back the iron, no good. Well, she misses that one. Score remains 32-24, an 8-point advantage for Axtell. They have led throughout this game. They started the game on a 14-0 run. And now that lead's cut down to 8. But Kring will try to add to it. And she cannot. She missed both free throws. And rebound is taken out of there by Sage Martin. So Martin gets the defensive rebound, faces some pressure. She passed away, now gets it back, and she throws it across the timeline, but it's going to be intercepted. Elm Creek turns it over again. As Sophie Melama comes up with the ball. Wells now in the offensive end, gives it between the circles here for Trampy, gives it left side for Melama. Season will drive, kick out for Wells. Wells with the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound pulled out of there by the Buffaloes. Snagging the bound is Areta, and we're going to have a blocking foul called. That'll go against Axtell. And that'll be Season Melama with her first foul. Unlike our most recent game here, nobody in real serious foul trouble for either team except for Shelby Ferguson. She's got 3. And Dio gets the inbound. She'll drive. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. It's rolling around after the miss, and we got a jump ball. Elm Creek had a couple of fairly good looks at it. And they say that it's Elm Creek basketball. They're going to double check here. Yep. Jim Langer, remember that the possession arrow did not move as they check the book. Mine like a steel trap, that Jimmy Langen. And Miller will bring it in the offensive end. She'll get the ball off here for Sophie Melama. Melama will set a little screen. Now she'll back off. Snell will bounce pass it to her. And Melama works it back around the perimeter. Now backing up with it is Miller. Miller throws it in the lane. It's on the ground. Melama picks it up, puts up the shot. It is no good. And the ball still bouncing around, goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by the Wildcats. In for Axtell, going to be Jordan Popple. And Ferguson, we mentioned with three fouls. She'll check back into the ball game here with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. 32-28, 8-point lead for Axtell. And getting near the midcourt and backing up with his Hannah Robbins. And Robbins' pass is going to go off the fingertips of the intended target, and Elm Creek's turned the ball over again. So 2:27 to go in the third quarter, an 8-point lead here. Back around the perimeter, they're going to kick it out. Three-pointer up, no good on that left side for Miller. Miller can't get the shot to fall, and the rebound going to be taken out by Cornell, and then Cornell throws it away. She came up with the rebound, but the outlet pass then goes out of bounds. So it's been a kind of a tough day here for Axtell. A lot of that has to do with the defense being put on by Axtell. Axtell with the ball at the moment, and they'll get it to Melama top of the circle. She lost it. It goes off of the feet of Elm Creek, and tracking it down in that backcourt is going to be Dio. Dio throws it in underneath the Robbins. Robbins' layup is no good, and Season Melama will pull down the rebound. So a missed opportunity there. Little drive, kick out, Snell, jumper, good. A long two there for Snell as they got the ball down low, kicked it out to her, and she's able to give a 10-point lead back here. And a long pass up ahead. Dio made the catch, was hit by Season Melama on the ball, so it wasn't a foul, and the ball ran out of bounds, and so it will be Axtell basketball. Late substitution, and checking into the game here is going to be Jordan Popple. So Popple will be part of the substitutions coming in. And the inbounds pass goes to Robbins, top of the circle. Throws it right back down low for Ferguson. Ferguson shot no good, but rebounded by Cornell. Cornell with the putback. That one won't fall. And it was rebounded by Robbins, and we're going to have a foul. So Cornell with a rebound. Robbins with a rebound. And now we're going to have a hold called on Axtell. And that's going to be on Kit Wells. For her, that's going to be her third foul. Ball inbounded, shot missed. Offensive rebound will not fall here for Dio, and we're going to have a held ball. Again, another good look here for Elm Creek, and they need a break to come their way to come back in this ball game, and they're just not getting it in terms of getting the ball in the hole. It was last touch by Axtell, so they're going to have another opportunity here, and they need to get a hot hand at least for a little spurt here. Ball is inbounded for Robbins. Robbins has a dribble, top of the circle, gives it to Miller. She'll kick right side for Dio. Dio for three, no good. High rebound, and finally tracking it down here is going to be Snell. So Snell comes up with it after the missed three. The pass up ahead to Kring. Kring will get the bucket and foul. Long pass up ahead here for Hannah Kring, and she goes in with that strong right hand, hit on the body, and she'll try to finish off a three-point play as the foul is called on Cornell. That will be just her second. So Kring at the line already has 15 points in the ball game, and that one will rattle out. Fighting for the rebound over there is Areta, And it's going to be a hell ball. Jordan Popple and Areta tying it up. Possession arrow pointing to the Wildcats. So they'll inbound it. They line up everybody near midcourt. Now they'll fly in as it's being inbounded here by Snell. Snell throws it to the elbow here for Trampy. Trampy jumper is up and no good. And the ball is out of bounds. But it's a foul, first of all, by Samantha Trampy. So Trampy commits her second foul. And that's now going to be four on Axtell as a team. Only two have been whistled against Elm Creek, and we're in the final minute of the third quarter. 12-point lead, 36-24 for Axtell. And with the dribble, here is Cornell for Elm Creek. Nice throw in underneath, shot no good. Defensive rebound taken out of there by Axtell as Kring pulls down the defensive rebound after another miss in the paint here for Elm Creek. 35 seconds left. On the spin here is Popple. Popple gives it off right side. Kring shot won't fall, and rebound going to be taken out by Elm Creek. Snagging the bound there is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson's going to slow it down a little bit. 20 seconds to go here. Top of the circle, Martin's got it. Ball fake by Cornell. She'll dribble the baseline. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots it off glass, and she'll score. So Claire Cornell, after the miss, is able to get the putback and cuts the lead down to 10. 5 seconds left. We'll have to do something quick here. Popple gives it off left side. Catching it is going to be Snell. Snell fires the three. A good look at it, but it will not fall. So we'll head to the fourth quarter, and Axtell has a 36-26 lead over Elm Creek with the Fort Kearney Conference Championship on the line. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Vero Event Center and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC, 36-26. Axtell with a 10-point lead. And Elm Creek will have the basketball as we start the fourth quarter here. And by the way, Kearney Catholic right now leading Centura in the girls' championship of the LUPLAC Conference, 59-22 as they start the fourth quarter. In transition, a quick little jumper on the left side for Elm Creek, and that's going to be well short as Dio tried that three-pointer. The rebound is then tied up, and the possession arrow goes to Axtell, so Axtell will bring it in the offensive end, and slowing it down here is going to be Kit Wells. Wells' pass is going to be a turnover. Turnovers, 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 especially on the Elm Creek side. That's what's really been hurting them, as they've got 25 turnovers compared to 9 for Axtell. They cannot afford to turn it over anymore. They give it off on the left side for Dio. Dio passed through the lane, and they missed the target. That'll be another turnover. Cleaning that up will be our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer, science with service, delivering success. The Melamas play a little catch with it, as Sophie has it now. They're going to skip it off on that left side. It's going to go a little bit too high off the fingertips of Miller, and Axtell will turn it over. Stops the clock now with 7:15 to go here in the ball game. A 10-point lead for Axtell, and the ball knocked loose. Elm Creek is able to maintain the possession. They throw the long pass up ahead here for Robbins. Robbins' shot won't fall. And coming up with a rebound is going to be Melama, and then Melama is fouled. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Elm Creek just cannot really buy a bucket when they really need one. I've got them being, what would it be here, 10 of 36 from the field. Naxdal really not shooting a whole lot better. They're shooting 33%. Reaching in there is Robbins. Robbins nearly makes the steal. It's going to be saved over there by Melama. Miller's got that on the dribble right now, and she'll get it out here for Wells. Back to Miller. Miller will shoot a long two. Toe was on the line, top of the key. She rattles it in, and we're going to have a lane violation here on Elm Creek. They stepped on the baseline on the inbounds play, so they'll turn it over. And Wells will inbound the basketball, giving it to Season Melama. She'll have a baseline jumper in and out, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Robbins. So Robbins gets it out here for Elm Creek, and she'll kick it up ahead to Cornell. Cornell on the run. Cornell stops in the lane, rolls around, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds, and last touch by the Wildcats. A great jump stop there for Claire Cornell, but she couldn't get the shot to fall. That was a good athletic, a solid basketball play by the freshman, who has just not gotten on track here at all in the game. She only has 4 points. And a jumper on that right side is up and good. So Cornell, off the inbounds play, shoots a long two. And just like that, she's trying to get on track offensively. Entered it in. They'll kick it out. Three-pointer. Good for Kit Wells. So Kit Wells drains the three-pointer. And now Axtell will be able to put the press on again. Cornell double-teamed. A nice pass over to Dio's. Got across the timeline. Gives it for Sage Martin. Martin's going to drive. It's rolling around. There was a whistle, and it rolled out. That's just kind of how Elm Creek's day is going. That could have just as easy gone in as not. As it stands, it'll be two free throws instead of a chance for a three-point play here for Sage Martin. So she'll be shooting two after Season Melama has called for foul number two. And the free throw is up and good. So she'll get some congratulations here. And Martin will have another free throw coming up. 41-29, 5:47 to go here in the basketball game. Axtell has had the lead throughout. As I mentioned several times, they started on a 14-0 run. Second free throw is no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Ashley Snell. So Snell gets the rebound and has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it will stay in possession of Axtell as she was running up court, had it knocked from behind out of bounds, and now she'll trigger in the inbounds play. So Snell on the baseline as they kind of bunch up at the high post here. And now they'll get started with the inbounds. And they got somebody open in the corner, but they'll get it to Kring. And Kring has her shot blocked by Martin, but Martin's going to be called for the foul. So Kring, they got the ball to her on the inbounds, and they were looking to do that and get it to her because actually there was two other people that were open. But they were a little further away from the basket than what Kring was. So Kring's going to shoot two, and the first one's good. Hannah Kring now is 16 in the game. 42-29, 13-point lead. Second free throw is up and good. So only she makes both of them. Pushes lead out to 14 with 5.5 to go. On the run here is Asia Areta. She's going to drive. There's contact in underneath, and there's going to be a block called here on Axtell. Jordan Popple was down there, but apparently slid or was too far underneath the basket to get the charge. In any event, Sage Martin attacking. Excuse me, Areta attacking there. And so she'll be rewarded with two free throws. And the first one rolls around, no good. And they're leaving some points on the board here because they're not hitting their shots or their free throws. Timeout for Elm Creek. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 5:35 to go here in the basketball game. 43-29, Axtell with the lead. Now Elm Creek calls the timeout, and we're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it?
with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CapaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, it is a final. They had a running clock in the conference championship game, and Kearney Catholic wins the Lou Platt Conference girls title 68-29 over Centura. So they just kind of rolled through the conference and pick up a easy win against Ord, picked up an easy win against their first-round opponent, Wood River, and now they win it 68-29 over Centura. Second free throw rolls around, is no good here for Oreda, and the rebound is going to be taken out by Hannah Kring. So Kring gets the rebound, and they'll bring in the offensive end. Knifing through here on the attack is going to be Jordan Popple, and we've got a foul called as Popple was coming off of a high screen with the dribble. And that'll be a foul here on Sage Martin. That'll be her second. Not a shooting foul, so they're going to inbound it to Kring, top of the circle, and she'll get the ball over for Snell. Snell off of a screen gets it to Melama. Melama sees and will fire the three. It's no good. And Array to pull down the rebound, but then they turn it over, and coming up with the loose ball is going to be Snell. Snell attacks, and we've got a foul. And so she'll go to the line. Another turnover for Elm Creek. Another opportunity here for Axtell as two free throws coming up here for Ashley Snell after the foul on Areta. And the first free throw is good. So Snell makes the first of two. Second one, back the iron, no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Areta. Areta, long pass. It's going to be another turnover. On the run here is going to be Wells, and Wells will score. So Kit Wells steps in, makes the steal, then makes the layup, and it's a 17-point lead here for Axtell at 46-29. On the bounce is going to be Robbins. Robbins finds a backdoor cutter wide open there is Dio, and Dio will score. That's a great pass. And then Axtell steps on the baseline as they inbound it, so they'll turn it over. So 4:39 to go. Sage Martin going to check out of the ball game. And I'm not sure who came in, to be honest with you, and I apologize for that. I think it was Dio, and the ball's inbounded here for Taylor Gettert. Gettert's three is no good. Check it, it wasn't Gettert, rather. It was Dio, and a couple of offensive rebounds in underneath being fought for in there, and we've got a foul that's going to be called here on Axtell. Areta missed a couple of putbacks, but she eventually got another rebound and hit on the arm, so she's going to be shooting two, and the first one's good. The foul's called on Kring, her second. And Areta strokes in the first one. And the second one is on the way and also good. Elm Creek can't afford to shoot poorly from the rest of the stretch here if they want to come back. They're still down by 13 after those two free throws, and bringing it across the timeline is going to be Caesar Melama. She'll kick the ball off here on the left side for Wells. Wells on the bounce. Picked up there by Robbins. Gets a little screen on that right side. Wells will throw it top of the circle here for Caesar Melama, and she has it stolen away. Great steal by Areta. She's going to try the layup. Hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound taken out by Robbins, and then Robbins has it tied up. Again, a great opportunity, but, wow, they just couldn't cash in. So on the baseline, the ball's going to be inbounded. And tossing in is going to be Shelby Ferguson. She gets it to Areta. Areta's going to drive, take it off glass, gets a bucket, and a foul. So a strong drive from that right side, and Areta with a chance at the three-point play. The foul is going to be on Miller. That's going to be her second. So Areta with the free throw here. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound and then tied up. Nope, they don't call the tie up. Dio will get the rebound, kicks it out left side, and Robbins drains a three-pointer. So Dio with a huge offensive rebound, and now drains the, they get the bucket. Entry pass down low. Melama, shot blocked. Coming up with it is going to be Robbins. And Robbins gave the ball away, now gets it back. Not across the timeline yet. Is able to load it up right side, giving it off to Areta. Areta back out to Robbins, top of the key. And right now, Elm Creek, nice little run here. Gets the ball to Cornell. Cornell off of a screen, dribbles, kicks it top of circle here for Robbins. Robbins' three-pointer is no good. And a rebound there for Ferguson. She keeps it alive as they work it around the perimeter. Jumper on the right side, no good. Another offensive rebound, and then losing the ball is Hannah Robbins as she missed the putback and coming up with the basketball are the Wildcats. As Kring eventually comes up with it here, and they'll kick it off on the left wing for Snell. And Kelly Cooksley wants to call a timeout, wants to slow down the pace of this game a little bit. With 2:49 to go in the basketball game, it's 46-38, an 8-point lead right now for Axtell. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. As we got potentially a good one brewing. At one point, it was 46-29. But since then, 9 straight points here for Elm Creek. And they've been able to cut the lead down to 46-38 with 2:49 to go. Elm Creek playing a little defense. And they have to play it now because Axtell will inbound it. Snell tosses it into the corner. And on the dribble here is going to be Season Melama. Season stops top of the key, gives it left side for Hannah Kring. Hannah Kring drives, gets the body contact. Shot won't fall, but she will head to the free throw line. And that'll be on Mackenzie Dio. That'll be her second. And Kring to the free throw line, shooting a couple. First one's good. Hannah Kring now with 18 points in the ballgame. Her second free throw is also good. So she makes both of them. Robbins gets the ball from Cornell. Now Cornell has it. Cornell will dribble into the offensive end, and she'll bounce pass it on the right side here for Dio. Entry pass, and we're going to have a hold called against Ashley Snell. That'll be her first foul. And we'll shoot some free throws here. And Shelby Ferguson was the one that was fouled. And she'll shoot the final 1-1 of the ball game here for Elm Creek, because that's now 9 team fouls against Axtell. So Ferguson with the 1-1 here with 2:27 to go. And she hits it. That'll earn her the bonus and make our score 48-39. 9-point ball game, still plenty of time. Second free throw is also good. And now Elm Creek will pressure the basketball. They'll inbound it, will the Wildcats. They get it in from Miller. Miller quickly in the offensive end will run, shoot, no good. Ferguson pulls down the rebound, and then we have the ball knocked out of her hands, and it will stay with Elm Creek here. And again, Axtell, understanding they still need to score here. They're not just trying to milk the clock. Long pass up ahead goes off the hands of Areta, and Elm Creek turns the ball over again. They'll kick it up here on the right side. Long jumper for Miller. Miller's shot's no good. Rebounded by Robbins, and Robbins will throw it up ahead here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson 2-on-2, is able to kick it over there to Areta. Areta had a good-looking jumper on that baseline, missed it, and it goes off of Elm Creek's hands on the rebound. So Cats to toss it in. And they'll get the ball to Snell. Snell in the offensive end, jump stops, lobs it into the corner for Season Melama. Melama now will get a little screen. She'll dribble and hits Wells with it. Wells wasn't ready, and the loose ball is picked up here. Elm Creek with the steal. The layup, it's up and good. Great play there by Shelly Ferguson. They dropped the ball in front of her. She was able to take it the distance and hit the bucket. Wow, that's some pretty good work there after the Axtell turnover. And now she'll have a chance at a three-point play. 48-42, minute 39 to go here. Leads cut down to six after the foul is called on Kit Wells. That is her fourth. So Ferguson, free throw is up and good. And we've got a timeout. Minute 39 to go here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll be back with the final minute 20 or so. We come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 48-43, a five-point ball game. Axtell's once very impressive lead has been whittled down. It's been a 14-2 run here for Elm Creek with a minute 39 to go in the ball game. Axtell will inbound the ball here, and they'll face full court pressure. Tossing in is going to be Snell. Snell gets the ball to Miller. Miller being pressured there by Hannah Robbins, dribbles down that sideline, has it in the offensive end, where she'll stop, has the ball knocked loose, is able to track it back down as Miller, and we've got a timeout here by Coach Cooksley with a minute 29 to go. He calls a full timeout here, 48-43, minute 29 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Well, both teams right now are in the bonus, and the scoreboard reads Axtell 48, Elm Creek 43, as we're nearing the final minute of the ball game. As we mentioned, both teams are in the bonus. However, Axtell is in the double bonus, so any foul by Elm Creek will send them the line to shoot two. The possession arrow is pointing to Axtell as well. And both teams still have a timeout or two to work with here. Minute 29 to go, 48-43. So we're a long ways away to decide who's going to win the LUPLAC Conference Championship. Miller to toss it in. And Miller will throw it in the backcourt. It goes off the hands of Melama, but she's able to track it down. She's used up her dribble, and she'll throw a long pass out to Kit Wells. Wells will give it off on the right side here for Miller. Back out for Melama. And Season Melama will back out near midcourt, and will get the ball out here for Wells. Wells and Melama just playing a little keep away here. They go for the steal, but handling the basketball is Season Melama. She'll get the ball out to Kit Wells. Minute to go. Pass it up on that left wing. They get it to the arc to Season Melama. And Season will get the ball off on that left side. We've got a foul. We'll reach there. And Season Melama will go and shoot two. And that's going to be on Hannah Robbins. That'll be her second foul. But there will be two free throws coming up here for Season Melama. So Season will be handed the ball here. She's a 62% free throw shooter. And the first one is up and good. So she makes the first of two, 49-43. It's still a two-possession game here. And the second free throw rolls around and is good. Hit the front of the rim and then hit the glass and in. 53 seconds left. Long pass up ahead to Asia Areta. Areta dribbles and will give it in the lane for Cornell. Cornell, nice pass down low. Bucket's going to be good for Shelby Ferguson. That's a nice pass there by Cornell. 38 seconds to go. 50-45, five-point ball game. 35 to go. Pass down that sideline. Making the catch there is Sophia Melama. She'll get the ball back out here for Miller. Miller thought about a three and then, nope, we want to milk the clock. Gets the ball back out for Season Melama. 22 seconds left. And they'll throw the ball down low underneath for Wells. Wells gets the backdoor cut. The bucket is up and in. Elm Creek reached to commit the foul. The pivot around made it miss. And everybody just kind of stood around. And Season Melama was able to just knife it down low to Kit Wells. And Kit Wells gets the bucket and she'll have a chance for the three-point play. The foul was on Cornell. That's going to be her third. And the free throw is up and good here for Wells. So Wells makes the free throw. That was a bizarre play, and it comes with 17.7 to go, 53-45. Everybody just kind of assumed there was going to be a foul there because they wanted to commit the foul, but Melama pivoted, and there wasn't enough contact to call a foul. Long pass, going to be intercepted, picked up by Axtell. And it's going to be stolen back away here by Dio. Dio will take it off glass. She comes up with the steal and the bucket. 1 second left, and that's going to do it. Our final, 53-47. Axtell with the win over Elm Creek. A nice six-point victory here for Axtell, and it will be a happy 30th birthday for Kelly Cooksley, the head coach for Axtell's Lady Wildcats. They win it 53-47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, our final in this one, Axtell with a 53-47 win over Elm Creek. And the team photo for the Lady Buffaloes being taken as they've been awarded the runner-up trophy. And they have that moment right there on the floor of the Viero Kearney Event Center floor. And they'll be doing a very similar activity here for Axtell as they've got a little bit bigger trophy being the champion versus being the runner-up. Axtell wins it 53-47. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, with some team numbers. And, again, a couple of things that are really stand out in this one. The first one is turnovers. 30 turnovers for Elm Creek in the ball game compared to 16 for Axtell. And Axtell actually was out-rebounded by Elm Creek. Elm Creek with 38 rebounds compared to 21 unofficially for Axtell. So they did a great job of rebounding. But the turnovers took away those opportunities once they got their hands on the ball, as Elm Creek as a team was 17 of 53 shooting in the game. Axtell was 18 of 49. So a couple of the differences here was a couple more made three-pointers for Axtell. They were 5 of 16 from behind the arc. Elm Creek was 2 of 11. And free throws, pretty even. Axtell, 12 of 17. Elm Creek was 11 of 15. But again, big rebounding edge for Elm Creek to negate the fact that they turned the ball over today 30 times against Axtell. Once again, your final, 53-47. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. They got solid effort today by Asia Areta. She finished with 15 points, 13 rebounds in the game. Mackenzie Dio with 11 points and 4 rebounds. Shelby Ferguson with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Claire Cornell had 6 points but 9 rebounds. Still a solid effort, even though it was, well, about half of her scoring average on the season. Hannah Robbins with 5 points, 6 rebounds, and Sage Martin with a point here in the ball game. Unofficially, 17 of 53 shooting for about 32% in the ball game. Now for Axtell, who comes away with a 53-47 win. They had 3 players in double figures, led by Hannah Kring, who had 19 points and 11 rebounds, so a double-double for her. Kit Wells had 17 points and a rebound. Season Melema with 12 points, a couple of rebounds. Ashley Snell with 3 points here in the ball game, and Reagan Miller with 2 points in the game as well. And you can kind of hear him coming because he's chingling a little bit. Got some hardware to hang around some folks' necks. Congratulations, Kelly. And now we can actually say it. It is a happy birthday, right?
Oh, happy birthday, man. It's what a great, great game. You know, credit to Elm Creek, man. Their kids just fought their butt off. And, you know, that was kind of how it went the first time we played them. But very proud of our kids. You know, found a way to win. And, you know, in this conference, I don't care what year it is, that says a lot. So
yeah, you take whatever you can get in this conference, absolutely. Got to start, I guess, with the start of the game. You start on a 14-0 run, and during that stretch, Elm Creek didn't even get a shot off.
Yeah.
Your defense at that point was absolutely smothering.
Yeah, and, you know, we did a really good job of turning them over. But, I mean, after that 14-0 run, we got to start making them finish and stuff, and, you know, that was the difference between the first part of the game and the end of the game there. So,
yeah, because they began to kind of handle that pressure a little bit better, and then they kind of hit some shots. And then did you get the sense that your girls kind of tightened up a little bit?
Yeah, got a lot of young kids, and you know, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes. But you know, really proud of them, and hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, I just kind of have to talk about a couple of players for you. Hannah Kring finished with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and obviously
she's a beast.
Yeah, she is a beast. Just talk a little bit about her game in general.
You know, she really hasn't had a whole lot of time to develop and stuff, but I'm very proud of her, and it's been a great run. So.
Hey, you got a net to cut
right,
down, Kelly.
You.
Appreciate
right.
the time. Congratulations. Right. Kelly Cooksley, the head coach of the Fort Kearney Conference champion Axtell Lady Wildcats. They win it 53-47. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We come back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Once again, our final in this one, Axtell with a 53-47 win over Elm Creek. Want to remind you that we're not done. We've had three basketball games, and we are not done. We have really the highly anticipated boys championship game between sixth-ranked and the number one seed, Wilcox-Hildreth. They're number six in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald, in Class D2. They'll be taking on the number six team in Class D1, and that is the Amherst Broncos. The Broncos are the number two seed, even though they are undefeated in the conference. And they do it on wild card points from the NSAA. And since Wilcox-Hildreth gets a few more bonus points playing D1 schools that the D1 school Amherst does not get, even though they lost one conference game, it is going to be Wilcox-Hildreth, who's the number one seed. Amherst is the number two seed. And you know what? Here in just a few minutes, that is not going to matter because they're going to get together. The only difference will be Amherst will be wearing their road reds instead of their home whites. And Wilcox-Hildreth will be our home team coming up here in just a little bit. Reminder for you that we had Kearney Catholic on our sister station, Class Kits 98.9 FM, wrapping up against Centura. They won their conference title on the girls' side 68-29. And Adams Central won the boys' championship earlier 50-33. And Kearney Catholic was beaten by Wood River in the consolation game 75-65 in that one as well. Earlier today, let's get you all caught up. Our first game of the day, Amherst won the girls' consolation game 37-29 over Pleasanton. The boys' consolation game won by Elm Creek 62-50. And then the very next game we just wrapped up here, it was Axtell with a 53-47 win over Elm Creek to win the Fort Kearney Conference Girls' Championship. And now we'll turn things over to the boys' side here as it'll be Wilcox-Hildreth and Amherst coming up next here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Stacy Johns, back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with coverage of the boys' game in about 12 minutes right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.